Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. 2017 has been an interesting year. I keep hearing stories from people about them having trouble getting the Christmas spirit. They say that usually it fills them up and they're just struggling to find it this year. The divisiveness of our society, friend against friend, brother against sister, enemies across the internet, violence in so many places. This has been a time in which people have been feeling the darkness from the inside out. At the same time, 2017 has had wonderful moments, moments of birth and life and celebration and commitment and joy and hope, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness. They too have all found their way into 2017. New connections have been fostered as people have tried to break through the barriers we tend to build and said, let's do this together. We are more together than we will ever be apart. Ultimately, God brings about the kingdom. God breaks into the darkness and the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. On this Christmas Eve, when we peer into the holy night and we see the baby in the manger and the mother and the father opening the doors to the shepherds and then the kings, we see our home. Jesus is our home. This child is born for all people. Savior, Messiah, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lamb of God, Light of the World. There are no names big enough for him. No names that tell us all there is to know about the way Jesus loves the world. There is only the place in our heart where he is our home. The place waiting for us to know beyond knowing that we were created by a loving God who cares about all the world and each one of us. The world became flesh and dwelt among us. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. What do we mean when we say Jesus is the light? We mean that the dark night of fear is met by the good news of hope, that the hostility of our world is met with love, that the violence and the greed that surround us will not prevail against the peace and the joy. Our hope is in Jesus, who taught us to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Our hope is in Jesus, who welcomed the little children into the kingdom. Our hope is in Jesus, who promises to be with us always. The candle might flicker, but it will ultimately shine, and darkness will not overcome it. The light will never go out. So may the peace that passes understanding fill your soul. And may the spirit of love that came down at Christmas sing in you this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.